The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
And to theatre news this week, well, opening in the Dolmen Theatre in Dublin in the coming days is Split Ends, written by and starring Lauren Larkin. Lauren, you may have seen her on the stage in the past. She previously won Best Performer at the Dublin Fringe Festival for her performance in Advocacy. She also starred in the TV series Love, Hate. And Lauren Larkin, good to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Split Ends, it's set in a Dublin hair salon. Tell us more.
Yeah, so Split Ends is set in a Dublin hair salon and it has four characters. You've got the hairdresser who's called Amy, and you meet three of her clients, and the show kind of explores themes and issues that are very unique to women. We explore infertility, the grieving, the death of a child, the juggle of being a working mom and having a working mother, trying to have it all, and then also being an Irish woman trying to look after a sick parent, kind of like guilt and shame and all those kind of stuff. And then there's a young character who features in it called Kayla May, and she's from Dublin's North Inner City, and her character kind of explores the sexualization of young girls and young girls growing up in poverty.
And I should say, I guess, you know, you're saying these themes that are very pertinent to women. Then again, infertility, grief, loss of a child, all of those things, there's lots of men have to deal with that as well.
And that's why I think the show kind of appeals to, it kind of looks like it's like a woman's show because it's set in a hair salon. But actually the themes that are all kind of featured in the play are very kind of universal and are felt by kind of most people, you know.
You are a fairly new mum, I think. Are you, maybe, is your little one about two at this point?
He's two, yeah.
Yeah. So you know some of the kind of the pressures of juggling motherhood and everything else. Was the play inspired from your own experience from that perspective?
Totally and utterly, yeah. I became a mother 2 years ago to a lovely little boy called Robin. I just kind of noticed I was very busy with acting work at the time, and I was going on tour to Australia and I was bringing him with me. And he was breastfeeding, and it was great because I got to bring my husband with me as well. So we kind of made a big family thing out of it. But I just kind of realized when I was on the road, God, this is really hard, and it's going to be this hard for a while. And how am I going to keep up my acting career? How am I going to sustain myself? And also just kind of going, can I actually have it all? You know, the whole thing of like, we're told as women, you can be a wife, you can be a daughter, you can, you know, be the head of, you know, a head scientist in Trinity. You can, you know, you can do and fulfill all of your dreams. And there's just kind of part of me that felt like actually the juggle is really hard. And when you're juggling so much and trying to succeed at so much and put on a brave face, it's inevitable that, you know, you're juggling all these balls. One is eventually going to drop, you know.
And then again, if someone were listening to you tonight, they'd be thinking, well, she has her own one woman show coming to the stage. She's written it, she's performed in it, and she's still a working mam. I'm assuming you're still taking care of little Robin. So you kind of have achieved it.
Yeah, but I suppose it's just about recognising how hard that is for people, you know. You know, because people say to me a lot of the time, how do you do it all? That's amazing, you know, that you're able to do that and you're after putting on this show and everything. But, you know, I'm very lucky when it comes to childcare. I have a childminder and my family and my mum are very supportive and helpful. But I kind of think of the people who don't have those privileges, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say, because I remember we talked here on the show a few months ago about trying to juggle young motherhood and the acting life and how people do it and how much of a challenge it is. And in a way, I wonder, is it any easier because this is your own production and it's a one woman? So you're kind of answering to yourself in a way that you don't have a whole other cast members, etc., that you have to work around, that you can kind of work around your own hours a little bit more.
You can. I mean, there are pros and cons to kind of doing your own show. I mean, everything is on you when it comes to, like, when we first made this show, we made it as part of this amazing initiative in the Dublin Fringe Festival called Show in a Bag, which has had lots of big successes, have gone before it, like Dublin Old School, written by Emmett Kerwin, was a Show in a Bag, and then he went on to make it a film with Element, you know, Element Production, or Element Pictures, and you know, there's been great successes that have come from Show in a Bag. So, you know, I felt very supported doing Show in a Bag, but at the same time, I kind of felt like, wow, I have to write it, I have to stage manage it essentially, and I have to try and sell it and produce it and then also be in it, you know, which was an awful lot. So but like you say, you can kind of pick and choose your hours, when you're going to rehearse, you know, you're not really answerable to anybody, except I collaborated with on this piece with an amazing woman called Aisling Bourne, who kind of co-wrote it and directed it with me, and we collaborated very, very much so on the piece. And, you know, so we just kind of had to answer to each other. And it was great as well, because we both understood each other very well, because she is also a mother and she works full time. So we had a little hashtag going on Twitter called Two Mas Make a Show. And just to kind of, we're just trying to figure it all out. So,
And yeah. Was your background originally acting or originally writing? Which came first?
Acting.
So when you came to this then, which is the greatest challenge for you now with this show? Was it the writing of it or was it bringing it to the stage?
I think the writing.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, you kind of have all of these ideas, but then putting them on paper and making it all cohesive and making it, you know, making it basically just stand on the stage as a good piece of art, you know, that is challenging. And then you have to find the performance. I suppose the great thing about writing for yourself is that you only write for yourself the best that you can do, you write for your talents and you write for your flares that you have. So that was great. So getting up and performing it then, that was also hard, because you're learning your own words, and then you're also going, what if people think this is absolute nonsense?
that's the voices in every woman's head, I think, no matter what they might be doing. You kind of have to figure a way to quieten them, I guess.
That's it. That was hard.
And tell me this, because when I look back over your back catalogue, The Game, for example, in 2017, did you write or were you performing in The Game?
It wasn't a straightforward kind of writing and being in. So myself and Gemma Collins performed it, but myself, Gemma Collins and Grace Dias made it together in collaboration with women in sex work and in prostitution. And they kind of shared their stories and testimonies, and then we put it all together and made it into a show, you know. It was very kind of very contemporary, very different, very experimental. It required a volunteer cast of 5 men to take part every night to redress misogyny.
And how did I was curious, because I remember it at the time. I wondered afterwards, how did it work in the end? You know, looking back, did it work? Did the men respond the way you hoped they would?
It exceeded all of our expectations, hopes, and dreams. It was amazing. It was a really cathartic experience. It was amazing to see men coming, you know, with all these beautiful different reasons why they wanted to come and help women and redress misogyny, and then to stand into the men in the stories' shoes, because essentially what they do is the women give us the stories, and the men who've come to redress misogyny, they step into the men's shoes as we try to tell the stories, you know.
And the sex workers themselves, I don't know, were they currently working as sex workers or were they former sex workers, but did they find it helpful in any way, or do they enjoy the experience?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a very controversial show, even on social media and in terms of people's political stances on it, because you have a group of people who believe that abolition of prostitution and sex work is the way forward, and that prostitution is just the commercialization of sexual abuse. And then you have sex workers movement who believe that it's empowering to be able to be in a position where you can provide a service and live a fuller life for yourself and your family, and that, you know, it should be their own choice, kind of like their own bodily autonomy. Don't tell me what I can do with my body. So you've got those two very different schools of thought kind of going up against each other, and we kind of found that that was really interesting. That was really interesting for us, and that was why we wanted to include both people who would use the word prostitution, or I'm a survivor of prostitution, or you would use the people who are I'm a sex worker and I work in the sex industry, you know. So that was very interesting and kind of hard in a kind of representation kind of way where we were making it. But for the most part, we found that most people who had stories in the play were very pleased with the the overall kind of finished product, and got great kind of they got what they wanted out of it, you know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And so this one, set in a hair salon, I should ask, by the way, do you know if any of hairdressers have been to see it or responded to the kind of things that they've seen your characters going through?
They have, totally, yeah. I have a good friend of mine who actually gave me some props from her own, the salon that she works in. Mm-hmm. And she came to see it and brought a couple of friends. And when it was over and we were talking afterwards, she said, oh my God, it was just like watching a day in the life of my my life up there. And she was saying, because there are three characters, and she was saying, now the one that I would mainly get is the Fran style character, which is an older lady that is a character. Character in the play, you know.
Well, it kicks off this week. Tell us the dates, Lauren.
So it's running in the Dolman Theatre from the 27th of November until Saturday the 4th of December.
Saturday the 1st. And nightly at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. yeah.
Lovely stuff. It is called Split Ends. It's written by and starring Lauren Larkin. Lauren, lovely to talk to you, and the best of luck with it next week.
Thanks. Cheers, Orla.
Cheers. Thanks. Cheers. And thanks so much for joining us here on the show this evening.
News Talk 106 to 108.